You're listening to Alien X Radio, and this is your afternoon interview. And on the line right now, my guest, Riley Shea from the movie Holiday Season, amongst others. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Good.
I always love it when I get my guest on the line, because now I don't have to worry about hitting a bunch of buttons for the next few minutes. You know, I can just relax and I can have a little conversation and chit-chat.
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, so obviously you know my producer, Michael Klinkenbeard.
Oh, yes, I know him very well.
Yes. I actually should probably just interview you about him. Put him on,
put him
in the hot seat for a little while. How about that?
I could tell you tons of stories, embarrassing, funny, sad, true, all of them, combination, you know?
Oh, right, yeah. You know, I actually want to hear one of those. Give me one. Give me one middle of the road embarrassing moment that he'll laugh about and not be upset about.
Okay, well, I really don't have the embarrassing ones on him, but I have one on me that he did to me.
Oh, okay, he was the bad
guy. And it was it was one of the very first scenes in Holiday Season. And I just fell over the suitcase, all the suitcases that my mom had going to Czechoslovakia. And I'm laying there, and then something dropped on my head. And Michael actually dropped, like, a bunch of bags on my face while we were still shooting. And I had to just lay there and pretend like, you know, I knocked it over.
Nice.
And then, of course, you know, when he yelled, you know, "That's it, okay," we all started laughing. I was like, "I can't believe you did that."
He punked you.
It was pretty funny.
He got you.
Yes, he did.
Now, is that on a blooper reel somewhere?
Is there a blooper reel?
Is there a blooper reel from their movies? Does he keep a blooper reel?
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Oh, see,
but I haven't seen it yet. I hope I see it first. That'll be embarrassing if I don't.
Oh, I always keep blooper reels.
He shows everyone else before me.
Love the blooper reel. So anyway, I had your co-star on last week, Karen Overstreet. And, you know, she was telling me about how much fun you guys had. I talked to you a little bit there just before we came back about there was a line that you had to say in Spanish. And obviously you do not speak Spanish.
No, not at all.
Right. And you had a friend of yours help coach you on how to say the name of a restaurant. And I had asked you if you had remember how to say that in Spanish. Obviously, you said you don't remember how to say it. I wouldn't be able to remember how to say it either. But in English, wasn't it Restaurant of the Glowing Testicle?
Yeah, Restaurant of the Glowing Testicles. That's right. And my mother was going to marry the maitre d' of the Restaurant of the Glowing Testicles. So it was a tough break, hard times then.
Wow. So you would have been, so your character would have been able to say that your stepfather was the maitre d' of the Restaurant of the Glowing Testicle.
Exactly. But I don't, she didn't mention it much. It's quite embarrassing.
Yeah, I'd imagine so. But it was a lot of fun working on that movie though, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Tons. It was my first film and I was so nervous. And the very first scene we shot was the kitchen scene. I had talked about earlier with Michael dropping the bags on me. And so the scene or the part when I'm opening the door, walking through the kitchen, I'm like, Mom, are you home? They pulled a trick on me again.
Oh,
and so
dirty.
So I'm inside, it's actually a closet, and I'm inside the closet and they're like, okay, on the count of three. And when we say action, you come out and you do your thing. Oh, okay. You know, they're pretty loud. They're yelling, 1, 2, 3, action. I try to open the door. I can't open it. And I'm like, oh, this is my very first scene of my very first film, and I'm already messing it up. And they're like, Riley, action. And I'm trying to do it again. And the third time, it opens, and my mom is standing there, and everyone, they're just dying laughing at me. And they're like, welcome to Tempest Entertainment.
Yes.
So it was a warming welcome, and it was just so much fun to, you know, it's like a family, you know, when you work with people day in and day out and every weekend for months, you can't help but get to know them and have fun and share stories and do tricks like that that may be mean, But, you know, you laugh about them afterwards, so.
Okay. Well, they're not really mean. No, you're not really laughing at them.
No, not mean,
them.
But.
You're laughing with
at
them.
At the time.
Oh, man. So that was your very first film that you have ever done. Obviously,
yeah.
Before that, you had told me that you had done some theater, but it was more or less some small plays that you said you've done. Did you take theater in school?
No, I didn't. I went to a school of the arts, Douglas Anderson School of the Arts, and I actually studied creative writing. I didn't want to get into the theater because, I mean, I auditioned and I got in, but I thought, you know, just not, I don't know, I just was not feeling, well, my dad, the head department leader of the theater, was my dad's drama theater in high school. And I was just like, I want to be more in the film industry, film side of that. And I felt like theater was more big and loud, and it wasn't going to help me more with the way I wanted to go. And I figured that writing would help me with college essays and was more practical. Hmm. So.
Well, you know, I've heard several different routes. You know, people take many different paths to get to where they're going. You know,
right.
Some people will tell you that the theater helped them get into acting behind the camera, and other people will say the same thing that you just said, where you tend to not get too many of the film roles because of the fact that you're acting over the top for the, you know, the 52nd row, mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing. It's a balance,
right.
And it's what lane you're going to take, and you know, you take whatever lane you got to take.
Yep,
and it led
exactly.
you to Tempest Entertainment, which sounds like that's a good place for you to
yes.
to start your training there a little bit, you know?
So definitely.
So you've done other, besides Holiday Season, you've also done three other films now with Tempest Entertainment. I haven't seen any of these three yet. They're all pending yet, still coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
And they are Witches Hollow, Summer Days, and Autumn in Florida. Now, which one
Correct.
Is the one that you did second?
That was Witches Hollow, the horror.
Ooh, love the horror films. So tell me a little bit about that. What's that? I mean, we can't give away too much of the plot, obviously, because the movie's not out.
Right.
What's the main thing about?
It's just a good old fashioned Halloween story. You know, there's an old witch there, and it's her 100th year of being dead, and now she's going to come back from the dead and do her thing.
Yeah, the old
and
witch
the
come back
town.
and wreak havoc amongst the town folk.
Yes.
Does it take place like in the now, or does it take place back in the day? Or
no, it takes place present.
Okay.
Yes,
well, that's cool.
It does.
So obviously based on probably some old legend or something, but it's taking place today, that kind of thing.
It is.
All right. Nice. And then Summer Days. Again, I don't know anything about these. Even my own producer, Michael Klinkenbeard, hasn't told me about these two that we're talking about right now. So Summer Days, what's that about?
It's just a summer teen comedy. And it's kind of like a throwback to the 80s. There's these, you know, teens hanging out at the burger joint and love triangles and drama and best friends and breakups, all that sort of.
Ah,
goodness.
One of those movies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Way before I was born, but.
It's not by chance a musical, too, is it? No.
What was that?
I said it's not by chance a musical, too, is it? No, I'm just kidding.
No, oh, God, no. I can't sing for my life. I wish I could. I wish. That's not my thing.
Now, I actually heard of this one. I don't know really what it's about, but I actually heard of Autumn in Florida, talking to him a little bit. There was a band that we had played a song from on the locals here in my show that
mm-hmm.
he's trying to contact to use as movie background music, I believe, for this movie Autumn in Florida. So now what is Autumn in Florida about? And don't say it's about Autumn in Florida.
Oh, well, you gave it away. it's not exactly like Holiday Season, but it's a romantic comedy, except it focuses on four different romantic relationships. And it's in autumn. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When the other one was in summer, as you said, which you told me not to do, but it's
right.
But,
and with Witches Hollow,
yeah,
obviously that's back and fall.
I don't want to give too much away.
Right. Michael Klinkenbeer just put up a picture in our Facebook chat window. It's the picture of the witch from Witch's Hollow.
Oh God.
Oh, it's.
Isn't she terrifying?
Yeah. Well, this is, looks like it's a picture of her in her makeup, but it looks like she's just wearing her regular clothes still, and
oh,
that's in a
even
kitchen.
More. I don't know if that's scarier or not scary. Not.
It looks like you got up and was like making like toast in the kitchen, and you turned around.
Oh
and bam!
God! Hey, everyday witch. You know, here she is in her everyday clothing.
Yeah.
No, she would actually. After Nikki would put on all the makeup, and she'd just walk around, hey, guys, what's up? And, like, scare us to death. We're like, okay, seriously, come on. But she loved it. She definitely put the makeup to work during the scenes and after.
Now you haven't had to deal with any of that yet, have you? You haven't had to deal with, like, getting latex and turned into a monster or anything like that yet, have you?
No.
Ooh,
not yet.
That's fun.
I can't wait.
Yeah, when you're sitting
in the
chair
kind of stuff.
For 8 hours.
Yeah.
And they're putting the makeup. I had Michael Rooker on the show, and he said that for the movie, I believe it was called Slither, he had 8 hours of makeup where he was sitting there. They just put layer upon layer upon layer of latex all over him to turn him into that monster.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can wear makeup on a regular basis. I couldn't imagine. Oh, that's awful. But, ooh, you get so sweaty.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, especially if you're in Florida. Yeah.
Oh,
can you imagine?
The humidity.
Yeah, ask Michael if he wants to do that zombie movie in August in Florida. Ask him if they want to do that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The only movie
you're
can do.
Crazy, Riley.
Yeah. So I've actually heard that this is the way you want to go. I mean, this isn't just something that you're doing with Tempest Entertainment. I mean, you've applied for, and I believe you've been accepted to some form of acting school. Is this correct?
Yes.
Yes,
I have.
Where are you going?
Sir?
Where are you going to go?
New York Film Academy.
Woo!
In New York.
New York City.
I'm so excited.
Sweet.
Yes, sir.
So how was that process of applying to that? Did you have to have people recommend you? Or how did you go about getting into the school?
Well, let me tell you. So I've been to there's this acting competition called The Arts. It's an Applause Rising Talent Showcase. And it was my third time going, and I was 18. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get noticed this time since I'm an adult, and I'll be able to work, you know, God, long hours, and it was this past December, and after everything was said and done, I actually got a talent scholarship to New York Film Academy, and before, I had no idea. I was just going to go to the community college, you know, make my way to some Florida university with my Florida prepaid tuition money, but it just kind of came upon me like that. I was like, well, okay, let's do it.
Wait, free?
So,
yeah, I'll go. Free? Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, free. I wish. No. My mom said she's going to cut off an arm or a leg to get me there, which is probably semi-true, but kind of scary.
I thought you said something about scholarship. Is that how? I thought you said
I got a talent scholarship. I mean, it doesn't cover all of it, but it covers some. So
it's not like one of the half kind of things. It's one of the some.
Oh,
ones.
No. It's one of the...
Well, hey.
A half of a half, but it's still a scholarship, and I'm so thankful for it. And I wouldn't have, if I didn't get it, and I wouldn't have, you know, been on the road to New York Film Academy. So
right, that's the way you got to look at it. It's like, even though it's only covering some, I mean, somebody somewhere felt that it was
exactly.
worth the investment to give you
exactly.
some money to try and to do this. You know, they saw something.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's what, yep, that's how I told my parents that I wanted to go. And they were like, oh, you know, do you have some scholarship? I was like, yes, I sure do. Talent, scholarship, talent. So they made that clear. And they're like, okay, that's what you want to do. Then we'll be here for you.
That's awesome, too. So, you know, there are some people out there that get that scholarship and their parents don't support them.
Exactly. God, I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I really am.
You know, there's so many parents
out there. My whole family really is so supportive.
Yeah, it's real easy for a parent to say, well, you know, only one out of so many people make it, and how are you going to live, and how are you going to pay, blah, 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 blah.
Right,
it's real
right.
easy to come up with all that, but it's really hard for them to put a stifle on that and go, okay, well, let me help you.
Exactly, yep. And luckily, my mom's a hairdresser, so she knows everyone. And so we have a friend up in New York.
Knows everyone. I love
that. Everyone. Sometimes it's a good thing and sometimes that's not, you know?
Right.
But we have a friend, or she's a friend up in New York that's letting me stay with her for free. And she's like, as long as you babysit my kids. I'm like, of course I will. Whenever you need me to, I'm your slave, whatever, you know, for a nice walk-up place in Brooklyn, New York, so can't beat it.
Yeah, I've heard some stories, you know, to try to get a place in New York,
yeah.
You know. It's one thing paying to go to school. It's another thing to pay just to live
exactly,
in the
exactly.
city. My God.
I'm only spending a year in New York because that's just the 1 year conservatory, and then I have to go to LA to finish my degree in fine arts there. So
must be nice.
It's a whole other ball game trying to find out where to live and befriending people. And
yeah, you're gonna have to network. You're gonna have to network. That's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Got to get that networking out there and build that portfolio.
Yes. Every day.
With things, and of course, your appearance here on Inside the Mothership is just a launch pad.
Oh, I can't wait to put the audio on my resume. Are you serious? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, yes. Yes, radio show. Yes, plays. Yes, four films.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And another thing to think about, too, is voiceover work.
Oh, I know. I have so many different voices and stuff.
If you can put all that acting energy into your voice and come up with some cool characters, you could make lots of money doing that.
I would love that. And no one really would really know who I was. So I'd get money, and they wouldn't have to, like, bother me. And the paparazzi wouldn't follow me around and stuff.
That's right. You get a small studio in your house.
Right?
They send you the script, you record it, you send it back to them, and they send you a check.
Exactly. Yeah.
So give give me some voices. Come on, give me some voices.
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot. I shouldn't have said it.
Yeah, I know. As soon as you said it, I was like, she shouldn't have said it.
I know. I was thinking. I was like, oh God, he's going to ask me, and now I have to do some. And now, of course, now I can't think of any. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for that.
I understand what it's like when you get put on the spot. Spotlight hits you, and you're just like a deer. You're like, what? Stare.
You're in the headlights.
I'm trying to.
I don't know. Like, I can do this. I don't know what this is, but I'm doing it, and it's just coming out, and I can't control it.
But see, now,
something like that.
I just pictured some freaky-looking little animal cartoon character, though. That worked beautifully.
Yay!
You see, that worked beautifully. That's exactly what we're talking about.
Yes.
It might sound silly in your own head, but when you're listening to it on the other end and you don't see the person, it sounds so right. It does. It works perfectly with cartoons.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's another thing you put on the resume, see? Record some voices, so then put them on your demo tape, too.
I did, you know what, I did have a dance on my resume, but I took it off.
A dance?
And it was the old man dance. It was the old man creeper dance.
Old man creeper dance.
And I would, like, scrouch down and, like, do these, like, weird little moves, and I would be, like, pretend like I was an old man in a club trying to, like, hit on young girls. It's called the Old Man Creeper Dance.
Old Man Creeper
Dance.
And
I loved it. People who asked me to do it, I was like, okay. And I was like, oh, God, I got to take this off. That's too much. Too much on the spot.
Yeah, Michael's trying to put... There he goes. Okay, he just put another picture from Witch's Hollow up in the chat room here. And it's of you this time. Yay. Yes, you're sitting down on the floor, arms crossed on the table with candles in front of you, looking very intense.
Ooh, yes.
Ooh, that's scary.
I remember that part.
Yeah.
That was when the witch came.
Oh,
and
man.
Was in the room and, like, wrote on the piece of paper, like, put her spirit through Megan, and that was intense.
Obviously, this is probably a better question for Michael Klinkerbeer, but do you know when any of these three movies are coming out? Has he told you?
No, he has not, unfortunately. I don't... No, I don't know.
Now you have a fan page, right?
I wish I did.
You have a fan page on Facebook, right?
I don't.
No?
That I know of.
You don't have
a fan? I just have a Facebook.
Oh. Well,
my mother's threatened me with one, but I don't want her. I don't know. I just.
Mom's going to make you a fan page now, ain't she?
What'd you say?
She's going to make you a fan page now, aren't she? Isn't she?
Yeah, she's my number one fan, so.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Mom, make that page, man. I'll go and I'll like it. As soon as you make it, go to my fan page, facebook.com/InsideTheMothership, and send me a message right there, and I will make sure I go over and immediately like the Riley Shea fan page.
Okay, definitely.
That was for her. I'm sure she's listening.
She is.
Yes. Well, you know what? I thank you very much for giving me a call. It's always fun talking to people that work over with Tempest.
Thank you.
Everybody's always so bubbly and in a good mood all the time.
Really?
Well, maybe that's not when you're getting yelled at on set by Michael.
No, they don't yell.
The Klinkenberg, is that like Colonel Klink? Is he like cracking the whip all the time on the set? Like, get over there and get on your spot and know your lines.
No. He's so easygoing. Oh, so man. Easygoing and so fun to work with. And he's not like that at all. Yeah. He's wonderful.
I'm sure of it. No, he's always been great with me. So, yeah, I'm assuming that's exactly how he is. But thank you very much for giving me a call. I do appreciate it. You calmed down and you were very relaxed and you did awesome.
Oh, thank you.
This is your first interview?
Yes, it is. Radio interview, yes.
Okay. Well, normally what I'm asking people, like I'll ask like Dee Wallace when I interview her at the end of the month. I'm going to ask her this question. I'm going to ask you this question. Is there a question that I should have asked you that I didn't ask? Now that's putting you on the spot, baby.
Yeah, that's a hard one. You really want me to answer that?
Yeah, you got to try to answer that question. Yeah, you got to struggle with it.
What's the question again?
Is there a question that you think I should have asked you that I didn't ask you? For instance, Michael Rooker said, "How is it that I look so good doing The Walking Dead?"
Oh my God. That's
what he said. That was a good answer. No?
No, that was great.
So is that your answer? Is that your answer? How you look so good?
No, I don't know. Oh my goodness!
No, you get a free pass on this. I'm just razzing you because I know all of your friends are listening right now, so I'm just playing with you.
Good. Lord.
Well, what do you want to say to everybody out there right now for tuning in and everything? You know.
I want to say that I love them, and thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me through all my dramatic cries and ways and everything.
I love you, man. I love you, man.
I love you so much, okay? That's what I want to say to them.